We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, welcome to the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores. Farm fresh for 50 years. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug. Discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. Now, here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Slim Chickens as we talk Cowboy basketball once again on the Coach Boynton Radio Show just north of Gallagher-Ibo Arena at 1011 North Boomer Road. Come by and check out the show if you like. We've got a great win to talk about from earlier this week. First conference win for the Pokes, a 61-58 victory over Texas in Gallagher-Ibo Arena. Cowboys posted some great defensive numbers, held off the Longhorns down the stretch, and picked up that first conference win. You know, it's interesting because Oklahoma State raced out to a big lead and held its lead against Texas. West Virginia did the same on the road at Kansas State. That's the Cowboys' next opponent, by the way, the Mountaineers. West Virginia was up 21 early in the second half and lost by two to Kansas State. So it'll be interesting to see what their temperament is with the early game coming up Saturday in Morgantown. We'll tip at 11 a.m. Central Time with pregame coverage here on the network starting at 10. So West Virginia going through some tough times, sort of a reloading mode in Morgantown. If you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us two ways. You can use my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or if you choose, use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. That's 405-747-0338. We come back. We'll start our conversation with Coach Boynton live from Slim Chickens. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Hey parents, have you signed your child up for the McDonald's Pistol Pete Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age so they can be fans for life. For just $25, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, and have access to exclusive parties with the athletes and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Also sponsored by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Mercy Health. We'll be right back.
Hey, Cowboys fans. Academy Sports and Outdoors is the place to go when you need the gear to support your team. Academy is your one-stop shop for Oklahoma State jerseys, T-shirts, caps, novelty items, and more at everyday low prices. Be sure to visit your local Academy store or academy.com to stock up on OSU gear for the season. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
The right stuff, the low price, every day.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the OSU Cowboys. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where the air smells of fresh-cut grass, artificial turf, and smoked meats.
Kielbasas.
Where the radio only plays marching bands. And being able to read the defense is more important than being able to read.
Just kidding. Stay in school.
But what makes Fansville truly special are the people who call it home field.
The fans.
The type of people who tailgate before the tailgate.
Pass the Dr. Pepper.
Who aren't afraid to shout, "My grandma could have made that kick," because that's the honest truth.
She's 90.
Passionate fans bound by loyalty, tradition, and the sweet, sweet nectar of the college football gods. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Hey, Cowboy fans. Nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite team on to victory. Prime Sport, the official fan travel partner of Oklahoma State Athletics, is your source for ticket, hotel accommodations, and VIP experiences to all the biggest sporting events in the country. From the regular season to bowl season, get your official tickets, travel, and VIP packages and more at PrimeSport.com. Don't just watch it on TV. Go to PrimeSport.com for the ultimate game day experience.
We continue from Slim Chickens on the Coach Boynton Radio Show. Glad you're with us tonight. If you have a question for Coach Boynton, as I mentioned earlier, you have a couple of ways you can get that to us. Send it to us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line at 405-747-0338, or you can use Twitter if you wish. Twitter handle is at GoPokesVoice. That's my Twitter handle, and feel free to shoot us a question that way. Coach Boynton is with us. Congratulations on the win Tuesday night. That was fun.
It was a lot of fun. And obviously, as always, it's better coming in here talking to you after we've won a game than the alternative. So we learned some things the other day that we weren't we're not as bad as we had played before that, certainly from a rebounding standpoint. But we still have some things we have to work on, but certainly better to build off a win than it is to try to pick yourself up after a loss in this league.
You know, and it was interesting, although you struggled to, you know, shooting-wise in the second half, in the first half, there were some guys that really hadn't scored that were able to step up and make some key baskets. For example, like a guy like Isaac Likely, who had not really offered much offensively. You had some contributions from different guys, and you were able to jump out to that lead. And then, of course, defensively, you were getting countless stops.
Yeah, our defense was at an elite level the other night. We had a really, really strong focus on executing our game plan. Our guys were in sync in terms of their rotations and communication. And the best thing we did was we limited their second shot opportunities, which is something that hurt us Saturday in our previous game. And, you know, gave us a chance to get out in transition and not let them set up their press, which they did a little bit more in the second half.
They missed their first 13 three-point shots, and they went 2 for 22. To what extent was that an emphasis, or did that just sort of happen naturally based on the other parts of the game plan?
It's a combination. I mean, it's an emphasis. You don't want teams to get going from three. It's been an emphasis of our defense the entire time. We've tried to be really conscious about defending the three-point line since it's such a prevalent part of the game now. But also, you know, they kind of had some guys who we didn't want to defend as aggressively at the three-point line unless they made a few. And as long as they missed, we would continue to kind of late challenge, as we call it, short closeout, and then, you know, try to make sure that we were securing those rebounds and giving ourselves a chance on the offensive end.
It's interesting with Texas, it seemed, because in looking at their stats, when they've won games, especially big games like North Carolina, Purdue, they've made a lot of three-point baskets. And going into the game, it surprised people, they scored a higher percentage of their overall points off three-pointers than any team in the league. And, of course, the thing is, they get zero from three-point range in the first, whatever it was, 27, 28 minutes. So that part of their game was non-existent for the most part. Lindy Waters didn't miss a three-point shot. He went 5-for-7 from the field, 5-for-5 from three-point range, but he had 9 rebounds. So as he does,
absolutely,
kind of the catch-all guy.
It's something we've talked about needing from him. He's extremely versatile, extremely valuable for us because he can produce in so many different areas of the game. He's got great feel. He's a great passer. He's a really good communicator. He knows what to expect. But you also have to have those things show up on a stat sheet as points and rebounds and assists, not just intangible things like loose balls and charges, which he does consistently anyway. I think our ball screen defense really took them out of their rhythm offensively, which really made them take shots that they weren't as comfortable taking in their previous games. For instance, in a game against K-State, who defends quite differently than we do, they made a high percentage of their three-point shots, but they were coming in rhythm and they were getting opportunities in transition, and we tried to really, really be conscious of limiting those situations.
Are they very complex offensively? They don't appear to be, Texas.
You know, they run good stuff, and obviously I think part of it is that they're trying to figure out how they want to play. They have a tremendous talent inside in Jackson Hayes.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out a way to balance how often they play through him versus playing through their guards, who are all athletic and dynamic, but probably not as dominant as he potentially could be.
Once again, if you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, 405-747-0338. We have a question from Jevin that's come in via Twitter. How do you rate your season? How do you feel like overall your young players have progressed?
You know, I'll try not to do a total evaluation on the season because we've got a lot of games to play.
Yeah.
But obviously, to this point, I feel like we've done some really good things. You know, and I told our team the other day, in some ways, I set them up for failure early.
Why do you say that?
Well, you know, this isn't a schedule you play when you've got five scholarship freshmen and the freshman walk on.
Pretty hard schedule.
Who you're going to count on. And really no true senior who's been in your program that knows what's going on. And so usually this team would schedule a little lighter and allow themselves to build some confidence through victories. But what I wanted to do was prepare them for Big 12 games. And I think some of those lessons are starting to show their heads now. So I say in terms of the way we handled the schedule wasn't very good. We didn't close games. We didn't make free throws. We turned the ball over at a high rate. And so none of those are good things, but I think they were good lessons for us. I'd say we've been average. You know, we've had some good moments. The tournament down in Orlando was a good showing of who we could be, but it takes a while to be that consistently when you have so many young guys playing prominent roles on your team. I mean, Isaac Likely started every game for us at point guard.
Yeah.
And that's a hard position to play from day one at this level, considering, again, the competition that we played from day one. So, you know, I would say we're a C, but I think we're trending upwards.
You know, you were talking about the trip to Disney and the success you had down there. And, of course, Cam McGriff had the huge game against LSU. We've talked about this already, but has Cam started to maybe come back in terms of he was the marked man? That about a month into the year, it seemed like everybody had figured out he was the marked man and they were doing what they felt they should do to limit him. Is he starting to kind of get comfortable with kind of what he needs to be from an offensive standpoint as he has been kind of that marked man? Is he adjusting?
Yeah, it's a different approach. You know, again, everybody's thinks that they want to be Batman, and sometimes being Robin is just, you know, what you need to be. And Cam has been able to find his way back into how do I become the best version of me for this team? And that means he does need to be more productive offensively. But it doesn't mean he needs to take 20 to 25 shots to
right.
do it. He needs to find ways to produce points by playing the best way Cam McGriff knows how to. He's got to get 3 to 4 offensive rebounds every game, which allows him to get to the free throw line, which allows him to get shots close to the basket. But there's also opportunities when he's being guarded by bigger guys where he has a quickness advantage that we do want to put him in position where he can drive or pick and pop to shoot threes because he's a skilled player. And so that change, you know, between the game in Orlando against LSU where he had 28 points and he got them mostly on, you know, big-time drives and yeah. finishes. He made a couple threes, but it's not like we were isolating him and running offense through
right.
him so much. Just got it organically. After that, he started to hunt offense in a lot of ways, which really negated how he plays. What he did worse was get away from rebounding, get away from getting to the free throw line. And now he became a really one-dimensional guy who where things could be easily taken away from him, and he wasn't also as focused defensively, led to some foul trouble, and we've been able to avoid that with him lately.
How does he benefit from the changes you've made offensively? Because you've gotten away, seems like, from the spread motion.
Yeah, we
gone to more just spreading guys.
Yeah, we don't run it quite as much. There's still some elements to our offense where we use it. There's still times in our and during a game where we need it because it's a great organized offense. It allows you to kind of dictate where the shots are coming from a little bit easier. It also gives you an opportunity when you're in control of the game to control the clock some. But we've opened the floor up some more to give guys some more opportunities to drive. And now he's got bigger guys guarding him having to make decisions. He's not standing at the free throw line with a guy behind him always being able to contest. Now he's going to be in situations where he can pick and pop a little bit more, where he can force help and then shoot an open three on a driving kick shot. And it gives him a running start more oftentimes to the offensive glass.
You had the big lead, and Texas is able to chip away at it and then made the big surge at the end. And you had some trouble, I guess you would say, handling the press. What things specifically did you see that you've worked on to try to help out with breaking presses late in games?
Well, you know, we just went back and reviewed the film because it wasn't a different press than they used against us in the first half.
Yeah.
It's the same press that we scored 12 points against in the first half. We got 2 layups and 2 threes against it and got fouled once. But in the second half, our spacing was worse. And it was the psychology of a team that hadn't had success starting to try to not lose a game as opposed to just going and finding a way to just try to put them away. We did miss a couple. Thomas had a wide open three in front of our bench when we were up 8 or so. An opportunity now extended to 11. It goes from 8 to 6, and it's a different ball game. You know, it's a different dynamic. So we've got to take advantage and continue to be aggressive throughout. But there are times where you do need to run offense. We just can't be timid in our spacing. We've got to always be consistent in our spacing and then make the right decision when we have an opportunity to score.
You know, you really had not been in that position before. I mean, not like that. Would you agree?
No,
that
we haven't.
A new experience.
We haven't. And in fact, you look back and all of our games were pretty much decided by 3 possessions or more.
Yeah.
And we hadn't had a lead that was truly in danger of being lost late. Now, we were the team trying to come back against Tulsa,
yeah.
against Minnesota, but we hadn't been a team that had the lead and had to find a way to finish with it.
Time for a break. Again, if you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. And we have some text questions we'll get to when we return. Live from Slim Chickens, it's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
FFO Home, your one-stop source for top-quality furniture and mattresses at great discounts, is a proud sponsor of OSU Athletics. With 10 great stores in Oklahoma, you'll find everything you need to furnish the home of your dreams, up to 50% less than you could anywhere else. Come by and visit the all-new FFO Home or visit us online at ffohome.com. Go Pokes!
Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Is hunger turning you into a slowpoke? With more than 30 restaurants on campus, there's plenty of options to feed your inner cowboy. Whether it's breakfast at the crack of dawn or a midnight snack, there's something for everyone, no matter the time of day. Burgers and fries, fresh fruit smoothies, made-to-order sandwiches, and more make it easy to satisfy even the biggest cowboy appetite. University Dining Services, where the cowboys dine.
If your air conditioner sounds like
boom, boom, boom,
you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
clunk, 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 clunk?
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
Snacks for the road at Ampride. Stop in and get them quick groceries you need at Ampride. And all those last minute things you forgot to get before heading out to the lake or going on your family vacation at Ampride. You can fill up your car with ethanol-free Cenex gas. Fill up your tummy with Ampride's Food Express Deli. And made extra easy and extra convenient because Ampride has so much parking, it's incredible. All this and then some more at easy, convenient Ampride Travel Plaza. In Perkins, on the corner where Highway 33 meets 177.
So I hear you're looking for custom decorated apparel. Oh, and you need it fast with free graphic design along with local free delivery. Then call or email Stillwater Screen Printing and Embroidery. Their sales team will walk you through the entire process, making sure all your needs are addressed. They've been serving this amazing community for over 20 years and know the ins and outs of the decorated apparel industry. Whether it's t-shirts, polos, hats, or promotional items, you can find them at stillwaterscreenprinting.com or call 372-7600 to get your project started. Conveniently located at the corner of 6th and Knobloch behind Firehouse Subs. See you soon and go Pokes!
We continue from Slim Chickens on the Coach Boynton Radio Show. Our program tonight brought to you by Bud Light, the official sponsor of OSU Athletics, and they remind you to enjoy responsibly. We do have a question from one of our fans on our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. You can also use Twitter to submit your question if you like. Someone curious, are these long stockings or leggings that players are wearing a fashion statement, or do they have some purpose?
I would guess it's just more of a fad that's kind of trickled down from the NBA, and they're actually just long tights. They're not socks. They're just long tights. They used to just wear them where you couldn't see them under your shorts, and now they come all the way down to your below your calf. And then some of them add the longer socks to make it look like the whole leg is covered. So it's more of a fad. And I'm sure it'll be something that won't be around forever.
Yeah, oh, I get that. So when it comes to uniforms, while we're on this topic, are you the one that makes that decision? Who decides game to game what unis you'll wear?
It's not me. It probably shouldn't be me. I don't have a great fashion sense anyway. Just ask my wife. And so I really don't usually know what we're wearing until I see the guys in the locker room right before. We got a great staff, and those guys know kind of get a feel for what the guys like and what they want to wear, and then we kind of put a game plan together throughout the season.
You're talking about guys mimicking the NBA. Do you think the college game is drifting more toward the NBA in style and the way it's played, or away from it?
I think it's definitely trending towards the NBA, and you know, what you're seeing, starting to see, is more small ball per se. I think it's kind of cyclical, though. I think it went away, and part of it is just the dynamics of players. There aren't as many bigger guys who develop low post skills anymore. But at some point, there'll be a dominant back to the basket big man, and his team will win a national championship, and people will say we need a 7-footer again.
So. Yeah. Well, it's part of that too, because we've had a lot of players come from Europe, and even if they're 6'11 or 7 foot, they play facing the basket.
Absolutely. And the other thing is just the analytics tells you that you don't win a ton at a high level by shooting a bunch of two-point shots that aren't dunks. So it's more layups and dunks, or you just take your chances by shooting more threes. And so you're starting to see more teams go to, four guards and maybe a post, or maybe even sometimes five perimeter skilled players who can all shoot threes. Iowa State's a great example of that. They have two bigs. Only one of them really even played against us. Jacobson, who starts for him, doesn't really post up that much because he's a 46% three-point shooter himself. And then they can play several lineups where there's nobody in the paint at all, and they really force the defense's hands on how they want to guard.
Last year in the NIT, experimentally, we went back to the deeper NBA type of three-point line, three-point shot. Number one, did you like it? Number two, do we need to go that way? Do we need to take the three-point line and push it out?
Yeah, I think it's definitely time to extend it. It's become a fairly easy shot. So I'm in favor of extending it. I did not like the four quarters.
Oh, I don't like that either. So what difference does it make? What difference does it make as far as quarters go?
Just the rhythm of the game was entirely different. It's product of just being used to the game the way it is. You have a rhythm. You know when your timeouts are coming.
Yeah.
And they obviously doing it as an experiment. There wasn't a whole lot of understanding of what the problems were going to be.
Well, no preparation time. It's just like, okay, we're in the NIT, we got to do this.
Game by game on how they were administering the game, even. So it became really choppy for us. We didn't know when timeouts was. The officials were kind of confused. I don't know how the fans felt, but I felt like there wasn't a whole lot of great rhythm to the games.
No, and it sure seemed that way. Is there anything about the NBA game rule-wise, you know, outside of moving the three-point line back, that you'd like to see implemented, a difference? Anything?
You know, I do. I am a little bit in favor. You know, I kind of go back and forth on the advance the ball late game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just kind of bring more strategy, see how coaching.
So explain to people who may not understand what that means.
So in the NBA, you're allowed, and I think in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter overtime, to take a timeout as long as you haven't possessed the ball live in the backcourt. So a team makes a shot, you call timeout, or a team misses a free throw, you rebound and don't advance it, you call timeout. You can take the ball from the backcourt and take an inbounds in the front court, so closer to your basket, and give yourself a better opportunity to shoot a shot. You know, with, you don't have to advance the ball via the dribble or pass,
right?
You just take it up there. So just kind of brings in a different dynamic. I do kind of the fouls. I think it's something maybe we need to look at now.
Go to six fouls?
Maybe go to six fouls or reset the fouls, you know, after a certain point, or maybe just go to shooting two at a certain point. But the fouls kind of have started to take over a lot of games. You know, our game against OU, there were a ton of fouls both ways. That kind of takes the fans and the rhythm of the game away from its natural flow.
So if you could implement things maybe the way you wish, would you get rid of the one-on-one and just go to two free throws?
I would get rid of the one-on-one. I'd go to two free throws. I don't know if I love players being able to foul out. I would extend the six, but I may even think about just making it a bonus where if a player stays when he fouls, it's two shots and the ball maybe. So best players in the game, that's part of the strategy, is taking, trying to get that guy off the court. Well, if he doesn't have to come out of the game, then fans get to see the guys they came to see for a longer period of time.
An NBA mentality, because they really designed the game
absolutely
with the fans in mind. They want to see the stars. It's why we have such rules in the NFL protecting quarterbacks. They don't want the quarterbacks hurt. They want them to play. So I guess if you were to go that direction, defensively, what would you think? Would you just stay really, really aggressive? You wouldn't really have to sit back in a zone much. You don't have to worry about a guy fouling out.
Yeah, I mean there's more to it, right? You can't have a guy just fouling out there.
Well, true.
I mean, there has to be some sort of severe consequence. Maybe in the first half you can't foul more than three times or you can't play. But a guy maybe shouldn't be able to be completely eliminated because sometimes there aren't fouls, you know, let's be honest. Sometimes the officials screw up. So sometimes there's a kid sitting on the sideline because the officials screwed something up.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Oh, there's no doubt about that. That happens more than we wish it would. What about the zone rule? How the NBA, you know, basically their philosophy on, you know, what you can do defensively.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean, you want to give freedom to the offense to be able to drive and create, be creative. I'm not necessarily – I don't love zone. We play it some strategically, maybe against a team who doesn't shoot it as well. We play it a ton when teams take the ball out on the baseline underneath the basket that they're going to score on. So we use it from time to time, but I'm not opposed to trying to open up the game a little bit more and create some more scoring opportunities, some more offense in the game.
Yeah, going back to your zone, out-of-bounds underneath situations, someone asked me the other day, you know, why do they do that pretty much every time a team inbounds underneath? And I was going to make a mental note to ask you, so I'm glad you brought that up. They were curious why you do that.
Yeah, part of it is it just takes one element of scouting out of the equation. And so we scout intensely, offensively and defensively for the other team and try to prepare our team for what they're going to see. And then a lot of teams run different alignments. And so if you don't play zone and you play man-to-man, you have to be ready for multiple different alignments every game. You know, whereas we try to really break things down from a defensive standpoint. Where are their ball screens going to come from?
Yep.
You know, because everybody sets them. Where are they going to try to score the most from? Are they throwing it inside a ton or are they playing mostly from the three-point line? And then we can make our game plan. Well, now if we don't eliminate the baseline out situations, there's another element. All right, now who are they trying to get shots for? How do we defend it? Do you switch in this situation? Do you not? I've been around different staffs who've done it different ways, but I believe for this team right now, the best route to go is zone.
Because it seems like with zone, most people just want to throw it out.
Absolutely.
And then just go from there.
On baseline out situations because of that. Teams kind of concede. And just give you an opportunity to guard them straight up in half court where our defense is really good. And every now and then, if a team throws it really deep, we'll just match up man-to-man and play a normal half-court man-to-man defense.
Sure.
If we have enough time to get our guys matched up the right way.
It seems like, and I may be way off base on this, so obviously correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't seem like teams are as aggressive trying to score out of bounds underneath as what they were 10, 15 years ago. Maybe that goes back to the lack of your big prominent post guys inside where you could really design something for those guys. Because I can remember back in the day, for example, Rick Barnes used to be incredibly aggressive on out-of-bounds underneath plays, and Texas was really good at it. It doesn't seem like you see quite as much aggression in terms of trying to score on out-of-bounds underneath places, maybe there used to be. Am I imagining that?
No, that's true. We actually try to be very aggressive ourselves. We had 8 points against OU on baseline outs and didn't give up any.
That's right.
So, in our minds, it's another element of the game that we're trying to win. Special teams in football, you know, extra points, field
goals. And
with
a young team, you want to try everything you can, right?
Possible. And so if we don't give up because we're playing zone, we don't give up any baskets. But because other teams are playing man-to-man, we can run stuff to get shots. You know, we got a layup for Mo Kalu. We got a jump shot for Curtis Jones. And so also we got a jump shot the other day for Cam McGriff. You know, we want to win that battle within the game as well. And, you know, we like to win that probably 6 to 8 points per game there, not give up any. And now you're ahead. You haven't really had to do a whole lot.
It's a great point. Time for a break. We have more questions on our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line to get to, so hang with us. And remember, the next time you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, visit Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, the Smoky Pokey, and the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Dine and Stay in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens, just north of Gallagher-Iba Arena. It's a Coach Boynton radio show from Learfield.
Oklahoma State fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Cowboys.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
What makes Slim Chicken so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
It happens to everyone who plays the game. We get hurt and try to walk it off, but playing hurt can make it worse. At Mercy Sports Medicine, keeping you in the game is our life's work. Schedule a free pain assessment from a Mercy Pro at mercy.net/paincheck. We'll check your injury, give you a plan for quick recovery, and get you playing again. Sign up at mercy.net/paincheck. At Mercy Sports Medicine, your life is our life's work.
For nearly a decade, OG&E has committed over $1 million in scholarships to the College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology, ensuring tomorrow's workforce. From internships to job opportunities, OG&E is proud of our partnership with Oklahoma State University. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
We continue on the Coach Boynton Radio Show with Slim Chickens. Glad you're with us. Let's get back to more questions. If you have a question, you can send it to us either on my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or send it to us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line at 405-747-0338. Jonathan asking, how do you work with guys like Michael Weathers on finishing close to the basket? Last three games, he seems to have had some problems finishing close. Getting in there, getting close, man, but not quite finishing.
You know, that's the frustrating thing. He's doing the hardest part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to get into the paint consistently, especially when he's a guy who doesn't shoot it great from the three-point line.
Right.
So teams aren't just running at him and close outside of control. He's having to be really, really efficient with his bounce and being able to be explosive to get by people. And he's doing that. And they're doing it at a very, very high rate right now. Part of it is we're starting to figure he's not necessarily looking at the rim on his finishes. You know, he's seeking the contact. He's trying to figure out if he's going to get fouled. And he does draw quite a bit of contact in there. But he's got to get his eyes on the rim and focus on just making the shot. And if the foul comes, that's where you just, you know, go to the line and make one. But we've got to get him making layups. But we do want him to continue to be aggressive driving the ball because it's really good offense for us.
Is that one of the adjustments a player makes when he transfers up?
Yeah.
He's seeing more
no
size.
Questions.
He's seeing more athleticism. He played in the MAC, and there's nothing wrong with the Mid-American Conference. But now he's in the Big 12.
Yeah.
Is that part of the adjustment?
Yeah, and you get in there, and a lot of times there's just bigger, more athletic, longer bodies in the way. And so you have to navigate that more. And be more conscious about going up stronger. You know, right now we're finishing, you know, only about half of those makes in there.
Yeah.
When you get those type of shots, you have to make them hard. The layups are the hardest shots to get in basketball. And so we've got to do a great job as often as we're getting them, we're finishing them now.
It seems like that Michael Weathers, for lack of a better term, has slowed down some and has been more consistent in keeping, I don't even know what the term is, an even keel on the court, because early in the year it almost seemed like he was always in too much of a rush. I don't know if that's true. That's just what it looked like. Is there anything to that? Are things calming down for him?
We watched a lot of film between our game against Central Arkansas before the break and Corpus Christi afterwards, after Christmas, with him just really talking about, you know, what do you see here? And if you're not seeing anything, this is where you have to start to evaluate the situation. And you have to start that evaluation if you're playing with the ball in the full court the moment you get the ball. Because a lot of times the best thing to do as a point guard is to just pitch the ball ahead. and allow the defense to flatten out. And now when it comes back to you, you have an opportunity to create. Well, he was trying to make a play every time he got in the backcourt, and he was really, like you said, playing way too fast and in some cases out of control. He couldn't stop himself quickly enough before he charged or traveled or just kicked the ball out of bounds. So he's done a great job of really slowing the game down, and we've tried to help him by getting him in less of those full court situations and more situations in half court with the ball.
And using, as we've talked about, Lindy Waters some at point when maybe Likely's in foul trouble or whatever to try to facilitate that more. And as a result, his turnovers are down.
Absolutely.
I mean, especially relative to how much he has the ball.
Yep, turnovers are way down. You know, he's actually getting better opportunities to score. And, you know, he's making more of an impact on our team by getting to the free throw line where he shot him a little bit better here in the last, you know, 2 or 3 weeks as well.
Yeah, in fact, he's been to the foul line. Speaking of Michael Weathers, by the way, he's been there 10 times each of the last two games. Now, the question that's come in, will you continue to schedule top-ranked teams in the non-conference and go to tournaments with top-ranked teams? Is that the plan?
Absolutely. I mean, we want to always try to prepare ourselves for Big 12 basketball. And the best way in our minds to do that is to play the type of teams that you're going to see in the Big 12 Conference. And we're going to do that on the road. We obviously want to continue to try to bring high-level competition to Stillwater because we want our fans to enjoy our team and the competition we face as well. But we're always going to seek out and try to find the best schedule for each team individually. So next year's schedule will be, I don't know if as aggressive, the teams will look a little bit differently because contracts change and events are
right,
different and all that stuff. But we'll still have some really, really high-quality competition in the non-conference.
You've had, of course, the SEC challenge. The Big East challenge starts next year. Beyond those opportunities, how difficult is it to get teams to go straight home and home out of a Power 5 league and come to Gallagher Iva? Is it pretty hard or no?
Yeah, and one of the reasons, and I don't know if it's anybody's fault, because all these made-for-TV games are scheduled so far in advance, and all these specialized events are scheduled.
Yeah.
So teams are having more restrictions on their schedules. For instance, I think the ACC is opening their season next year with ACC games.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I think the first two games of the year in the ACC will be ACC games. The Big
wow.
Ten is going to 20 league games.
Well, the Big Ten plays in December some games.
The ACC,
games.
I think, plays 20 league games already.
I think that's right.
The SEC is talking about going to 20 league games. So now you only have so many opportunities. So if you got 20 league games, for example, you got, you know, 11 opportunities otherwise, right? You want to play five or six, seven of those games at home. So
right.
that's half of them. Then you're going to go play an event and get two or three games,
yep.
right? And so if you have any kind of in-state rival that's non-conference, for instance, Butler, Indiana, for instance, in that case, it just kind of shrinks the opportunities to go out and schedule those type of games that we're talking about.
Would you be in favor of starting conference play early, or do you like it as it is?
I could not imagine going to Morgantown, West Virginia, the first weekend of the season.
Ooh.
I mean, and that's not against Morgantown. I don't know if I would feel like I have prepared my team for that, what that's going to be like, no matter how experienced or inexperienced we was. It's just a totally different mindset when you play conference games. But, again, in that league, there's a lot of football interest, too. You know,
sure.
This is nothing against them. You know, are Florida State fans going to show up for a game against Boston College on November 11th? I don't know. I mean, I hope for their sake they will, but.
Well, they opened with Florida this year, and they came for that. But in most cases, probably not.
Yeah. I mean, now Duke, North Carolina, North Carolina State, those people will probably show up. But there's a lot of people who in November are still really locked into football, and that's okay. It should be. A lot of teams have great success. Florida State's got a great football tradition. Their football team could be playing in Clemson that weekend.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
For instance, or at Georgia Tech or whatever the case is.
Yeah, but just seeing in basketball, and football is, of course, you're trying to establish a rhythm in football too, but basketball is such a rhythm sport. Mm-hmm. And many times it takes several weeks of the season to establish what that rhythm is.
Sure.
Offense, defense, player rotations, all the things that go into it. So to think you would play conference games even in early December before that rhythm has really been established, to me it might be dangerous because it might be sort of a I don't know, it might be deceiving in that it may make you think you have problems you don't really have. Does that make sense?
No question about it. You start 0-2. Not only you're 0-2, you're in last place in your conference, too.
Yeah, and everybody's on your case. Yeah.
And it's November 16th.
And you're still trying to figure things out.
Sure. And you know, so next year we got the Big East Challenge starting up.
That'll be fun.
The SEC Challenge. We're going to have we announced the series with Wichita State. That'll restart next year for 4 years. So those are great games for us and great opportunities for our fans to see us here in the local area.
And, again, we want to make the point that those conferences, as we talked about, are playing more conference games. And, of course, that shrinks the window in terms of when you can play league games. You know, one thing someone brought up on Twitter, someone nationally, I don't remember who it was, while we're on the topic of schedule, would you be in favor of moving the start of the season back, or do you like it just where it is?
I would be in favor of moving it back. I mean, I think, again, you know, trying to balance the interests of our fan base on both sports is a challenge. And so people want to continue to support the football program most years, and we want them to do that. We want to. So I don't know if it's a bad idea to push it back. I know there's some logistical things, and TV always is a factor in this.
The Masters plays a role in that. Yeah, as long as CBS has the rights.
I don't know how realistic that is, but there may be a day that happens, and I don't think it would be all bad.
Again, if you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us two ways, via Twitter at the Twitter handle, my Twitter handle, at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, as many of you have tonight. That number is 405-747-0338. That's 405-747-0338. The University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on OSU game day. Shop the largest, best selection of Oklahoma State clothing and gifts at the University Store's flagship location in the OSU Student Union or at any of the Boone-Pickens Stadium locations during football season or the Gallagher-Iba Arena locations during the basketball season. Or, of course, you can shop online anytime at shopokstate.com. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens at 1011 North Boomer Road in Stillwater, just north of Gallagher-Iba Arena. It's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We continue on the Coach Boynton Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, 1011 North Boomer Road. If you have a question, you got a few minutes to get it in. You can send it to us at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, 405-747-0338. Had a chance to watch some of the West Virginia game last night against Kansas State. They had a huge lead. They were up 21 about a minute into the second half in Manhattan and lost the game. End up losing 71-69. So what are your impressions of West Virginia, what you've seen?
Well, they obviously are in transition, especially in the backcourt. You know, they lost. I mean, I would probably imagine that some people say he's one of the top three or four guards in the history of their program, in Javon Carter.
Javon Carter, yeah.
An all-time competitor, a great player in our league for 4 years. And you can see that. And so they're trying to figure it out at the point. But make no mistake about it, they are still big, they're still deep, and they're still physical. And right now, in a lot of ways, their best offense is just getting a shot up.
Yeah.
Because they rebound like madmen. They had a guy with 7 offensive rebounds last night. He averages 4.5 of them as their starting center. And, they got a load of other guys who are really, really aggressive rebounding. And they rebound from all 5 spots is the thing that's scary for you. So it's been a big emphasis of ours as we prepare for them, is just trying to make sure we do a great job of competing on the glass.
You were talking about their guard play. And, of course, guard play is important to anyone. But it would seem like with them, kind of just based on how Bob Huggins does things, it's especially important to them. Obviously, the way they pressure, even just some of the things they do on offense. Would you agree with that? I mean, it just seems that way.
Yeah, now they do want to pound the ball inside, you know, so they're really aggressive throwing it in there. And they post up at probably 4 different positions. But, you know, again, they haven't shot it as well from 3, especially lately. And 4, you know, Bob Huggins' team, which you usually think is tough and fairly disciplined offensively, they have turned the ball over much more than they usually have.
Yeah. It's also, as far as West Virginia is concerned, there have been times over the years where Oklahoma State's played them and he has made some change at halftime and the game's totally flipped. As far as a coach who makes in-game adjustments, would he rank pretty high on your list?
No question about it. I mean, he didn't get to 700 or 800 wins or however many he's got by guessing.
His guessing
days.
Yeah, good point.
Are long gone. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's got a plan. And he's still trying to figure out how to get his players to execute that plan. They've dealt with some injuries. Kanate, who's their best returning player, has been out. And they've also had some issues with Bolden here recently with his hamstring. But, you know, we expect them to be full freight coming on Saturday, and we got to prepare to get their best shot because, you know, 0-3, they don't want to drop another one at home. They'll play with their backs against the walls and really come out and scrap.
Overall, style-wise, still the same?
Not quite as aggressive. They don't press as much as they used to. They actually play a little bit more zone than they did, but it's a really long and active 1-3-1, which is, again, they've got the length to cover a lot of ground and cover a lot of the court. So it's something we need to also be mindful of as we go into Saturday's game.
I had a friend on the East Coast. We were talking about West Virginia. This guy's in coaching. He said the thing that is interesting about teams like West Virginia is a lot of time the contact comes with the legs. And so if, as opposed to an obvious foul, a lot of times they may foul, but it's hard to see it, and it's happening believe it or not, in the lower body to where it's hard to see. You're not looking for that. Would you agree with that? It was an interesting observation.
And it's probably even more so now because, again, they don't have the guards like Javon and Dax Miles who are really good at getting deflections and steals. They actually aren't stealing the ball at the same rate that they had been probably for the last 3 or 4 years.
Their opponents have 50 more steals than they have, which is crazy.
They are blocking a lot of shots, and they're still doing a really good job defending the three.
Once again, if you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Anything in the conference surprise you so far? Anything just jump out?
Not necessarily. You know, Iowa State I thought was good from the very beginning. Yeah. Didn't know that they would be as good offensively as they have been so quickly with a lot of new guys playing together. But those guys, Jacobson and Shea, I practiced with them last year.
Yeah, good point.
So there's a lot of rhythm with those guys, even though they didn't necessarily play in games. But the league is as good as it's been. You know, it's really, really deep again. You know, Texas Tech is as good defensively as any team we've seen. You know, K-State's got some stuff going on because of Wade's injury. Stokes missed the game. But they'll be right there in the thick of things. And Kansas is always Kansas. They don't have necessarily the size that you are accustomed to. But they got a really, really skilled team, just a little bit young in the backcourt.
More of a defensive league, you think, than maybe the past 2 years or no?
Certainly, in my experience, the last 2 years, this league is much more aggressive on the defensive end. I would say that all 10 teams are probably in the top, you know, 50 to 75 defensively in the country.
And that's efficiency, yeah.
With Tech and K-State and, you know, OU even, you know, being up there in the top 10 defensively. So, yes, it's a lot more defensive-minded of a league than it has been the last couple of years.
You think that has to do with the fact that, you know, there are a number of talented freshmen in the league playing prominent roles. Is that a personnel thing, or do you think it's more maybe evolving with the personalities and styles and preferences of the head coaches?
I think probably more of the latter. You know, Jamie Dixon's always been a hard, tough defensive coach. Chris Beard, that's his identity. Those guys are all both now, I guess, in their third year in the league. You know, and so that's what you get. Coach Kruger kind of got away from that a little bit last year, but that's always been his identity. It's always been Huggs' identity. And Shaka's always had a reputation as a good defensive coach. So I think it's more the reputation of the coaches. But also, we've lost some really talented offensive players the last couple of years, and it takes time for the new guys to develop.
Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to the trip to West Virginia. Congrats again on the win on Tuesday. That was fun. And, boy, it'd be something else to go out there and win 3 straight years.
It would be. I told my team the other day, we're not looking for a 2-game winning streak. We're looking for another 1-game winning streak on Saturday.
I like it. Thank you, Coach Boynton.
Thank you very much.
That's Cowboy head coach Mike Boynton. Back to wrap things up after this. This is the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the OSU Cowboys. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
What makes Slim Chicken so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Don't waste your time enrolling in a rewards or discount program. At Charlie's Discount Drug, our discounts are for everyone, every day. We also have monthly Mason vitamin specials and bi-monthly wholesale price center specials. Save your time and money at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective, short for being 100% sure or certain, as in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
OSU games call for nothing less than the taste of Tostitos chips. Score some points with your fellow tailgaters by breaking out the Tostitos. You can do it Saturday, as a matter of fact. Be a little early for Tostitos, but, you know, if you live in my world, it doesn't really make any difference. We'll be on the air at 10 and tip off at 11, so it's not that early. The Cowboys take on the West Virginia Mountaineers, and then we have a quick turnaround. Cowboys will be right back in action on the first day of the second semester here at Oklahoma State. Monday, the Baylor Bears will be here at Gallagher-Ibo Arena for an 8 o'clock tip-off on Monday. So, quick turnaround, especially given the fact that Oklahoma State has to head all the way to Morgantown to play the game on Saturday. It is worth noting, though, that West Virginia coming into our game is in a similar set of circumstances, having played 6 o'clock last night at K-State, flying home last night, getting in pretty late after midnight, well after midnight as a matter of fact, and then playing again at noon on Saturday. So, interesting set of scheduling circumstances. Part of that dictated by the national championship game taking Monday of this week off the calendar as far as Big 12 games are concerned. So that always sort of messes things up. Hope you'll join us on Saturday at 10. We'll kick tip off just past 11. For Coach Boynton, I'm Dave Hunsiker. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week on the Coach Boynton Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens in Learfield.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, this has been the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, Farm Fresh for 50 years. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug. Discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowboys Sports Network.